Well, good morning. I was asked this morning to give my testimony, and I have to say this, when Pastor John asks you for your testimony, he gives a very compelling appeal when he asks you to give your testimony. The message I got in my voicemail wasn't just, would you please share your testimony on Sunday? It was, how would you like the opportunity to edify the church and to exalt the name of Christ? How do you say no to that? You can't. You can't say no to that. Well, it's hard for me to say that I can remember a time that I did not know at least about Christ and about the good news of salvation, because I was raised in a Christian home by very godly parents that love Christ. My dad, in fact, was and is a pastor today. So at an early age, I learned about God, how he created the universe and how he had made everything, how I belonged to him, how the first people that he had created had rebelled against him and sinned and disobeyed his law. And while my memory of childhood isn't that great today, I had a couple of traumatic brain injuries several years ago. But God has allowed me graciously to retain a couple of memories from childhood that I remember very well. One was my sin and the magnitude of that sin. And the other was my intense fear of hell, even as a child. Now, you might not think a five-year-old boy would have such a guilty conscience on account of his sins, but I can still remember some things from my childhood. I remember lying to my parents. I remember even one time stealing a small toy from a bin and stuffing it in my pocket. I can remember disobeying my father on some occasions and of being disciplined for that, and how guilty and how miserable I felt for having been caught. And so throughout my early years, I became aware of my rebellion against God. I came to realize my need for a Savior as time went on, and I grew in the understanding of those truths that my parents were teaching me and that my teachers in Sunday school were showing me from scriptures. My fear of what would happen to me after I died was often fed by nightmares that I would have of just being held in the clutches of Satan and burning in that lake of fire for all eternity with no hope of freedom. And that concept of eternity just became an overwhelming reality in my mind. And I began to realize again that I needed Jesus to save me. This, I believe, was the work of the Holy Spirit. He was giving me that godly sorrow that was bringing me to repentance. Well, one night after church on the drive back to our home, I asked my mom and dad to tell me how Jesus could save me, to tell me how I could be saved from hell. And they led me again through the good news that in spite of my sin, Jesus, the Son of God, left his glory above and came to earth to die on a cross for my sins, to pay for my sins, something that I couldn't possibly hope to do on my own. I saw then that there was hope for me if I was willing to turn from my sin and believe in Christ, put my faith in Jesus. So that night, I asked Jesus to save me. I put my trust in him alone for my salvation. And the very next Sunday, I got baptized. And it's really the baptism that I remember. I have to have my parents sort of fill in the holes where I actually asked them and bowed my head to got saved. But I really remember the baptism because at the time, we were we were attending this very large church, and the baptismal sat on this balcony that overlooked an auditorium of about 4,000 or 5,000 people. So I can remember just being terrified when I came up there to the baptismal, and I was afraid of the heights because of that big balcony looking down in the auditorium. I was afraid of the big crowd that I had to get up in front of, and I was especially afraid of the water where my toes barely touched the bottom. But I knew I wanted to be baptized, and because I knew that that is what Jesus wanted me to do. And I knew that when I came back from that water, that I belonged to Christ now and forever. Okay, the hard part. I wish I could tell you that I just lived happily ever after, and that my life's been perfect since I was saved, and that I never again rebelled against God, but that's not the case. As I got older, I strayed from God. As I got older, I strayed from Him when I allowed myself to be controlled by my sin. And this all happened after leaving home for the first time, leaving those godly parents that had introduced me to Christ. I enlisted in the Army as an infantryman shortly after I had turned 17. And at the time, I thought I was just ready to take on the world. I was ready to go out there. I was ready to go fight the fights and you know, be all that I can be, as they say. But while the discipline you get from training might prepare you for war, it doesn't really prepare you for what comes after. At the time, during this time, I was stationed at the 10th Mountain Division, and our unit was deployed quite frequently. And at the time, I was this young Christian. I'd been raised by godly parents. I was trusting in Christ to save me. But during this time, sad to say, I strayed from His will. I strayed from His church. And I strayed from that loving assurance of salvation that He gives me. In learning to cope with the stresses of being a soldier, I turned to my brothers in arms, my comrades, instead of turning to my Lord and Savior like I should have. And I fell into some grievous sins. I'd spend all my money and all my free time in clubs and at the bars where my buddies and I would engage in all kinds of evil behavior, and thinking that we were having a great time, even if it meant fighting or causing harm to others. After finishing my first tour in the Army, I spent a few years as a civilian, working as a bailiff, but still continuing on in that lifestyle of sin and rebellion. I was still partying on the weekends and generally disregarding all the laws that I was supposed to be enforcing. My recklessness finally landed me in the Washtenaw County Jail, where I spent the most miserable month of my life. It was at this time that I really hit rock bottom in my life and in sinful defiance of the laws of God and really the shunning of His love. And while I was in jail, I can remember crying out to God in that jail cell. I remember pouring my heart out to Him. And I can't tell you exactly how I felt, but if you want to know, read Jonah chapter 2 when he's praying to God out of the belly of the fish, and you'll get an idea of how I felt at the time. But I was given hope during this time. Jesus gave me hope when, like the prodigal son, I finally came to myself down there in the pigsty and realized that my way was the broad path to destruction, and I needed to be on His way, the narrow path that leads to life. I was like a dumb sheep who wanders down the wrong trail, and he goes off on his own way, and the shepherd has to follow behind him, and the shepherd protects him from dangers left and right until that sheep reaches a dead end and turns around, and there's the gracious shepherd standing there waiting to lead him back to the safety of the fold. Jesus, the good shepherd, did help me to return to his will, to return to the church and back to safety. And though it was a long road back, he did help me on this. On my road to recovery, I started dating a beautiful woman named Jackie, who later became my wife, and I remember leading her to the Lord one day in a Lowe's parking lot where she worked. She turned to Christ as her Savior. And it was during this time I went back into the military, and Jackie and I, we started our new family, and it felt like God had pressed the reset button on my life and had just given me a chance at a new beginning. I felt like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Day, and sometimes I still feel like that even today, that God just keeps giving me, all this grace. But in the following years, God used Jackie, who is a new Christian, to reignite my love for my Savior and for His church, and more within me grew this desire to give gratitude back to Christ by living my life for Him. I had the privilege of watching Jackie come to Christ and become this great witness for Him, and also a great encourager to me. Also, it was through a lot of good gospel preaching that I heard, and a lot of good biblical sermons that I read that have helped me to understand the faith and really what it means to be obedient. I became convicted of the fact that Jesus was not just my fire insurance against hell, that He wasn't just my Savior, but He was the Lord of my life, and that He wanted obedience from me, both for His glory and also for my own good. In fact, listening to Bible preaching and reading those sermons have probably been the most instrumental thing in my life to not only bring me to salvation, but also to convince me and drive me to be more like Christ. I place a very high value on preaching. And by the way, so should you. So since coming back to Christ, I have to say that I was probably 26 or 27, but since that time I've deployed to other places and had to face difficult situations where I had to make some hard decisions in combat and things like that. But it's much different for me now. I no longer have to cope with these bad feelings and these bad memories by myself. I can turn to Christ, and I can give Him all my guilts and fears, and I know that He hears me. God has truly blessed me with a loving wife who has stuck with me through some very tough times, and 7 wonderful children that are all here this morning and who have all confessed Christ as their Lord and Savior, and who have also been a great blessing and joy in my life. I also have Christ Church. I have a Christian family of brothers and sisters that I can turn to, that I can rely on, for help in the bad times and the trials that come my way, so that I can bring glory to God, and it gives peace in my own heart. But best of all, I have God's Word, and I have His Spirit to comfort and remind me of His promises, and that the best is yet to come. Thank you.